1, 2, 3, 4.
I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. I spat out my gum and I stuck out my thumb on that road to Jerusalem that way. I played me a chord, oh yeah, I played me a chord as I was walking with you one bright day. One bright day! I'm sure to be shunned if I have any fun, so I just clasp my hands and I pray, yeah, I pray. I don't speak any scorn, I don't peddle any porn, still can't make my baby stay. I wasn't right. No way. I wasn't right when you walked away. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay.
Well, whoa. Folks. Whoa. Folks, you're listening to the Apocalypse.
Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
New listeners, old listeners.
Very old listeners.
Listeners with stents.
Listeners, okay. Should we just get straight into it? Listen. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Pat Hilsman. Fuck it, they're gonna kill me anyways. You know, the Raging Cajun. I'm your host here on the Apocalypse. I have my occasional co-host right now. What's your radio name?
Oh, it's Stella McGuire.
Stella McGuire.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So my co-host,
Stella. Stella. It's so great having you on the show.
Yeah, Johnny B-Roll, why don't you leave it to Mike now? Now louder, Johnny B-Roll is going
to
need it.
Oh, now you want me to project.
Want
me to be myself, huh? I see how it is.
I never want anybody to be themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just don't get me confused with the Stella on the table, because we are also drinking Stella, so it could be confusing.
Oh, no, listeners, definitely not.
We here at the Apocalypse are back on the sauce.
Yeah.
I quit drinking for a little bit, and then I was like,
And
I was like, this is unhealthy, because I was narrowing it down, you know?
Yeah,
I was like, what of the drinks will cause me to have migraines? So, actually, to be fair, I am still off the sauce, because the sauce is brown.
The sauce is brown. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
the
not good.
That's the gravy.
Oh, how I missed the gravy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
You're either a white gravy or a brown gravy person.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
That's really true.
When you quit drinking, you pretty much have to quit gravy, too. Because as soon as you quit drinking, the gravy craving is just, like, just kick right the fuck
you
in.
You want me to start talking about my veganism?
Exactly.
How do vegans make
gravy?
No, Pat.
We do not want you. Okay. Listeners. Listen, I can't control what people do, but you're about to hear Pat talk about being a vegan. All right, keep going.
Oh, my God.
Listen, if you think about it, gravy is really a social construct. Because it's like...
it's meat juice.
Well, it doesn't have to come from meat. It can just be any thick juice that's delicious, you know?
I know what you're getting at, and nobody wants to drink your semen.
No, definitely not. It's, well, speaking of drinking things...
Uh-huh.
Are we gonna play the clip from high school?
Clip from high school.
When we had the teacher that made us drink Kool-Aid.
I don't know. Wow. I don't know what that is.
I was talking about it last night, but don't worry about it.
That one's dark. Mind. We don't want to play that one.
Okay, let's not play it.
Definitely not. Okay, folks. Listen.
His name was Jones. His name was Professor Jones.
Listen.
I'm Jones.
Listeners, you are tuning in at a dark time.
It's true.
You are tuning in when America herself is standing on a precipice.
Also, who are you?
Yeah. America, who are you?
Who are you?
Are you? I mean, who am I? Pat Hilsman, who are you?
Yeah, I already said who I was.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, everybody.
Who are you? That's what
you mean.
Yeah.
Pat wants me to make an introduction.
Yes, you have to draw the listeners will be confused and
I'm
scared.
Stella Artois McGuire.
Oh, very good. We have with us once again And Andrew.
They're gonna kill us anyway. Andrew first. They'll shoot us like fucking dogs in the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah, they've done questionable things.
Worst things.
So anyway, listen, America. My name is Johnny B-Roll. I'm one of your co-hosts. And I'm here to deliver the news that
also,
America...
if you're not America, stop listening right now.
America stands on the precipice. Okay? America... America can go one of two ways. Okay? And let me tell you what your options are. We can either impeach Tom Tenney, or we can keep him. What are you going to choose, America? Listen. Who is the real voice of community radio? Is it Tom, or is it the Apocalcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to think about these things now, okay? You can't just kick the can down the road anymore, all right? Yeah, the child labor camps, those weren't enough. The kidnapping, which we've discussed extensively.
Oh, that's true. Tom Tenney has kidnapped people.
Yeah, Tom Tenney kidnapped us.
He made us every Sunday. He kidnapped us to something that he called, quote unquote, a community board meeting.
Yeah.
And we'd go into the back of this like secondhand shop, and they'd just be like, strip, throw your clothes into this giant pile. And then they just hit us with boards. Yeah. They're like...
That's what happens at community
But that wasn't enough. But that was not enough for the Democrats, okay? That was just business as usual for the Democrats. Impeachment? No. No, Democrats. It took something much, much different. It took us something much, much different to get to impeachment, okay?
Well, first is crucifixion.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is the first part.
No.
Is like, no. You know that, like, in order to move to the next step of impeachment, like, Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, Jared Kushner, Eric Trump, and Don Jr., they have to all be crucified.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, under Roman law.
I would
that's
love...
Exactly.
That's a great crucifixion lineup, honestly.
Yeah.
And Tom Tenney is going on TV, and he says that, like, crucifixion isn't in the rules. I mean, it's like he's 70 years old.
Yeah,
like
we're Radio Free Brooklyn. We're supposed to be the tip of the spear. We're supposed to be beyond the spear. You know, you don't even know where the spear is, bro.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Holy shit, right?
Yeah, fucking.
That's supposed to be us, and we're being undermined from above.
Here's Tom Tenney thinking he can throw. Tom Tenney, just ruining everything he touches as usual. Listen, America, are we gonna keep this guy around, or are we gonna take the necessary steps?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the danger. I mean, if we take out Tom, the community board might really retaliate against us.
Yeah, they might hit us even harder.
Yeah, exactly. They might move our time slot again.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you know, that's enough about Tom and community radio.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
List. There's.
It's like.
Why don't you hit the buttons? Fuck the flaps, right?
Unless you heard the Adam Schiff, he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be treasonous. He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the president. Say, boom, shifty shift. We don't call him shifty shift for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy. There's needles and drugs all over the street. There's tents. There's people that are dying in squalor. Gavin Newsom, he's another beauty. I was sued by him. To do nothing. He says, hey, tell that Vlad I'll talk to him after the election's over. I'll talk to him. Nobody reports that.
Finland is the happiest country in the
world. Finland is a happy country.
What can you learn? What can you learn from Finland?
Well, if you got rid of Pelosi and you got rid of Shifty
Schiff,
Finland is a happy country. He's a happy leader, too. I think a whistleblower should be protected. If the whistleblower's legitimate, I'm glad they're interested in I'm interested. We had the Mueller collusion delusion, okay? That went on for years. Now, I get 3 days of peace, and I'm walking into the United Nations, going to meet with the biggest leaders in the world, and I hear about the word impeachment. I said, what did I do now? Maybe for the first time in 3 years, I'll have a good question, and I'll love it. Oh, I love that question. It shows that Schiff is a fraud, and I I love that question. Thank you, John.
So can I finish asking?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
Believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, but I probably will be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election. They couldn't find one damn
so
thing. She hands
meta.
Out subpoenas it's like so they're cookies.
Meta.
But Biden and his son
are
stone cold
it's so cool.
crooked.
And the question, sir, was what did
oh
President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son? Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked
Listen,
you, sir.
We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did
was,
you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear
to...
me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will, but...
I've given you a long answer. Ask
he got a tough question. He's like, why don't
question?
You ask him
don't
a question,
rude.
Huh?
I'm airing what I'm airing because we are, in fact, a democracy. And
what?
If the press were straight... and honest and forthright and tough, we would be a far greater nation. We would be a far greater when we don't have the CNNs of the world who are corrupt people. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, so that happened today. Listen, America, you got a problem. Okay.
I find this president to be one that, despite all his flaws, I understand his emotions. He just feels like America.
Really? You feel like a oneness with his emotional life?
Yes.
Well,
of course.
Do you want to tell us about your emotional life?
No.
No. Well, but it's like the president's, right? So why can't you talk about it?
Because it's really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think the president's emotional life is hard, too?
Trump definitely does yoga. He's definitely one with himself, okay? And if you don't believe me, now you're picturing Trump doing yoga in yoga pants, so fuck you for
now
even...
Now you have trypophobia.
Now you have trypophobia.
Interesting. Listen, I think the president's emotional life is very important to this country, okay? And this investigation is having a very, very negative impact on him, okay? It's giving me anxiety. It's giving.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, he didn't ask for this.
No, he didn't. He didn't. All he's trying to do was help people to make them understand, like, who they had the potential to become.
Yeah, I mean, who among us hasn't extorted a foreign country for dirt on your political opponent, you know?
I mean...
Hashtag relatable.
You gotta lean into the mic if you're gonna talk, man.
Eat the mic.
You really...
I have...
It's working.
It's not working. It's gonna sound horrible if he doesn't lean into it.
I've asked other people that I've worked with for dirt on other people I've worked with, because... I wanted to get them fired.
Have you asked
like,
the KGB for dirt on Hillary?
It's the same thing.
It's like, some gangster
KGB,
shit, man.
Like, my friend. Like, what's
yeah,
the
like,
difference?
You know, like, this. The other day I was walking down the street and I was like, hey, do you know if Johnny B. Roll is, like, gonna bring, like, his own fucking microphones tonight? And somebody was like, I don't know, I can find out. And I was like, thanks a lot. You know, it was my friend, Bob. And then the next day, Chinese
Bob.
Spies approached me at Starbucks and were like, hey... We'd like you to take pictures of some Chinese exiles for us in New York, you know, and, like, find out where they live and, like, pass it on to us, right? And I was like, cool. Same thing, you know? Yeah.
Is it really that big of a deal?
No, it's the same. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Wouldn't you extort a whole country if you had the chance?
Your own country? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck America. You know, that's what the thing is. That's what the people about, they don't understand about people in the Midwest is they just whole time have been waiting for someone to be like, dude, fuck this country. Communist China forever. You know? Like, I'm just so sick of all these fucking Americans and their bullshit democracy and capitalism. You know, it's time for us to fucking embrace Mao Zedong and all the glory and horror that brought.
Yeah,
Marching on from sea to shining fucking sea. Red Mao's communism forever.
60 million people died, but, like, I'm not going to be among one of them. I'm not going to be one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's less than half of it. I mean,
finally! has fulfilled the working man's desire to embrace proletariat Maoist-style communism, to celebrate it, and to rub it into the faces of the American people.
Oh, God bless China.
Glory. Oh, Maoism. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, love the Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, love
finally,
America.
Our jobs will be returned to us submitting to the Chinese.
Oh, man, I got good health care and everything.
Can I just interject to say, Johnny, on a serious note, I'm so sorry to hear about your grandmother.
What happened to my grandmother?
Oh shit!
My grandmother.
You didn't.
You don't know about what happened.
She died
this?
In 2012.
Yeah, but the other no,
God,
the other
he
thing
doesn't know about the
oh
other
my
thing
God.
That happened
Wait.
To his grandmother.
You know about? Have
remember?
You seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah,
I've seen
you remember
Jurassic
when
Park.
Your
okay, do you know about 22 and Me? You 23? Bought like 23andMe. Oh,
what? 24andMe, which is like the even more intense version of 23andMe.
Right. I mean, like the DNA. You bought.
I've heard of 23andMe. Are you trying 22? To tell me something about dinosaurs?
Well, I didn't know we could actually use the product's name. That's
we
why
can
I
use
said
the product's
22.
Name.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
well,
fine.
We're not sponsored by them yet.
Not yet, but we'll
out.
Sell out. Yeah.
We'll sell out for sure.
Well. You know how there are those commercials on TV, Johnny B-Roll?
Yeah.
They like test your ancestry and find out that you're Irish like every other fucking American?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey,
do you remember
you're
how
Irish.
Do you remember how you like bought into that lie and then like bought it for your grandma in like 2011, a year before she died?
Because she loved Ireland so much.
Like you thought you were just getting her a nice gift, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, it turns out...
Yeah, listen, Johnny Burrell, there's
gonna,
no other way to
Are you sitting down?
Sit down,
okay,
yeah.
Stand up. And then sit back down. Lower
listen,
the music. Lower the
that.
Music. Okay.
Listen. Now I'm standing.
Now
sit
down. Good. It's good that you're sitting down securely.
Okay.
Listen,
what's like the worst thing that you could ever imagine happening to your grandmother besides her dying?
I guess her getting raped would be... That's second to dying is getting raped.
That's a really honest
raped.
Answer. Well, she wasn't
or becoming
yeah,
enslaved.
Wasn't raped. That's good.
Becoming enslaved.
But it's possible that she could still be raped because turns out your grandmother has a clone and she's
what?
Living in our basement.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Actually, listen,
sorry.
We're bringing it to you slowly.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's in the basement of 23andMe.
Yeah.
And
it's in the basement of their headquarters.
Yeah. And I got,
where they keep
I
all
got
the
some
clones.
More bad news. They don't worry. They didn't clone your grandma, they cloned 1,000.
Oh my
grandma.
God. Holy yeah. shit.
And
one was bad enough.
And the other thing is that it's been all over the news, Johnny B-Roll. I can't believe you heard about this. They're like, Johnny B-Roll grandma. Cloned.
Cloned.
Really?
That's the whole headline.
Jeez, I mean, it's like there's separate news universes, you know? You could not hear news about your own grandmother's.
You were so focused on color correctionism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's what happens when you spend too much time at work. You just, you know, it comes
yeah,
up from behind you.
I got some more bad news.
What? What's up?
You ever heard of, you ever heard of Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Yeah. What about the actor?
They cloned him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that sounds so bad.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a
he
great
can come
guy.
Hang out.
Yeah. And, but the problem is that your grandmother fell in love with the Keanu Reeves clone.
Ooh,
yeah, and there's
yeah.
hundreds and thousands of each of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, God. They're just multiplying out of control. It's like the fucking Sorcerer's Apprentice. Just Keanu Mary clones running around. A fucking race of killer synthetic
Keanu's
human
your
beings.
Your grandfather, technically. What How what? Do you feel about that? That's kind of cool.
Oh, God. Oh, God. They fucking... They fucking did it. Why? I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this role in life.
Johnny B-Roll.
Hundreds of thousands of grandparents.
How does it make you feel to know that 23andMe has cloned your mother?
And you're responsible.
Your grandmother. It's your fault.
Jesus
You just
Christ.
Wanted to give her a nice gift.
I didn't think it would get this bad. I swear to you all. I swear to you all. Don't blame me. Don't blame me for this whole situation. I just... You know, I was trying to get something nice
hey,
for my
bro. It's
my
your
grandmother.
Grandma. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care about the thousands
wanted,
of abominations
I
walking the earth.
I want to share my thoughts and prayers. All my thoughts and
really?
Prayers. Yeah.
She's not thinking about anything else, or praying about anything else.
Yeah. Well, something. One thing I am praying for.
Yeah. Sorry. I am praying for something today.
What are you guys? All right. What are you guys praying for today?
Well,
one word answers.
Cucks.
Sanders.
Sanders. Oh yeah.
No, as in Bernie or Colonel?
Yeah. Hey.
Which
yes,
one?
The
Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Bernie
okay.
Sanders. Okay.
Bernal Sanders.
Bernardo Sanders.
Listen.
Bernard Sanders. Okay.
They made, you know, Bernie. They made him a colonel.
Yeah, as you may know. So if you're just listening to October 2nd, Bernie Sanders was admitted to a hospital. Fuck off. So Bernie Sanders was admitted to a hospital to have a blockage removed from his heart.
So normally we have public service announcements for our listeners, but this is a very special public service announcement.
Yeah.
For God.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay. Listen, God.
Just finding out about this.
Listen,
yeah.
God.
I swear
yeah.
to Jesus.
Yeah. Listen, God.
Listen, I'm making a deal right now
yeah.
with you. God, are you, if you're listening, are you there, God?
Listen,
it's us, the Apococast.
God.
And I'm here to make a deal.
You have pissed us off so bad.
Yeah,
okay?
Listen.
You put Bernie Sanders in the goddamn hospital, and he had to have a blockage removed, and he's got two stents in, and he's canceled a lot of campaign events, and you are not going to get away with this shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you know what the fuck we're going to do if you decide to take him from us?
If you take Bernie Sanders away from us, we're going to kill every single person that believes in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
and
the
then,
faithful.
Oh, and then
taking
who are you then?
Taking all your guns, everyone's guns, yeah. everyone's finger guns.
We are going to impose Sharia law, okay?
Yeah. We're going to impose cultural Marxism on all of you, on all of your followers.
Exactly. Before we kill them. Before
Wait,
we murder
before
them.
We kill them.
All 4 billion Christians. All
yeah.
4 billion Christians are going to fucking die, okay?
Bring Listen. Him back!
The Apococast has a message for Red America, and that is that you need to direct all of your thoughts and
yeah,
prayers.
All your prayers. All your
spooky
bullshit.
Prayers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
need to focus it to saving that man because the future will be grim.
It was
if
one,
you take him from us.
It was one thing. It was one thing after all those like fucking school shootings when you said like thoughts and prayers and no one gives a shit. Well, now people give a shit. Okay. So it's time to it's time to see what your goddamn ideas are
yeah,
worth.
What did your God
okay?
ever do?
Yeah. It'll if you're, be like, well, you know, those like Left Behind books. Like, what's
yeah.
it called? The
only it's going to be us.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like
those
the
historical
second,
novels.
The second coming, where everyone gets all the believers get taken up to heaven.
Yeah,
it'll be like that. Only manufactured by us.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be
of,
the non-believers who get to go, and it's going to be you shits who get to clean it all up.
You know, I can't believe you're trying to take Bernie from us, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do a thing like that?
Listen, God, I know you listen to the Apococast. You know, I know you love.
Are you there, God?
It is the Apococast.
The Apococast.
Yeah. All right. So listen.
If you take him from us, we're gonna make it so that nobody even remembers that there was Christianity.
Listen,
you know?
You have a chance.
Yeah,
okay.
We definitely have the power to mind erase.
Listen,
too.
You're gonna meet our agent.
The old fashioned .22 caliber mind erase.
You're gonna meet our agent. I'll tell you how this works. It's 11:22 p.m. right now. At exactly 2:11 in the morning today, you're going to meet us under the Brooklyn Queens Expressway by Staples. Okay? Come alone and deliver
all
the cash. Come alone, all 4 billion of you, and deliver the cash in non-consecutive
the cash
20s.
To save Bernie.
Yeah.
To
no
pay,
fucking,
pay his,
the Bernie
no fucking trackers and no fucking dye packs either. Okay? And it,
yeah,
if
we
there's,
can smell dye packs from a fucking. You think we haven't been hit by dye packs?
Yeah.
Yeah. If, bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No funny stuff. If we even.
Pat fucking
if we even.
Snorts dye packs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like. That shit.
Yeah, dude. Pat is Pat's very experienced with this shit. And if you think your amateur crap is going to fly, I guarantee you it's not. Hey, Pat, what do you do to people who try to slip dye packs in the ransom money?
I eat the dye pack in front of them, and it explodes in my mouth, right? The point where it's, like, coming out of my fucking eyeballs. And I'm like, what are you going to do
then
about it?
Everything inside of you turns blue.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm going to make you watch me shit this out.
Yeah. And then he just takes the rest of the dye packs, and he just shoves them up your fucking ass.
Yeah.
Okay, in conclusion, God, bring Bernie back.
Bring Bernie back and give us money.
We'll take some money also. Yeah. Thanks. We won't kill people if you don't.
Yeah.
But we will kill
Glory
them. If,
yeah.
An honor.
I'd say.
Power is yours.
Yeah. 2:13 a.m. under the BQE by Staples. You're going to bring Bernie and you're going to bring $4.7 billion.
And he's going to be healthy. And you're going to bring me
a dollar for every Christian. Okay. Consider it a little tithe.
And a six pack of Stella for, you know, road sodas.
Yeah.
As we drive away.
And a fucking, oh, yeah. And Pat wants a fist up his ass.
Can you make it bigger?
Bring someone who can administer a fist, okay?
And Pat wants to be able to drink the brown juice again.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Come on, God. What the fuck?
All right, while we're at it, you know what? Yeah. What do you guys want?
Yeah.
We got
God on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do it.
I want to do an improv class, but I don't want to have to give up all my Mondays. So get ready to fucking get that shit done.
Let me just say this, God, if you allow John to be able to find an improv class, I'll kill all your followers and I'll convert your followers and I'll make myself the new God.
Everyone knows improv was created by the devil to torture people. So you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Improv is bad.
Improv is so bad, but I love it.
Or against improv. Everything is highly scripted. It's a highly scripted environment. Anyways, continue.
How do you think the Apocalcast works? Do you think this is just like off the cuff? You think we ad-lib it or something like that?
No, of course.
I'm reading line by line right now.
The Apocalcast takes a lot of work to put on. And all you ungrateful shits think that we just get together and get stoned and talk.
No.
And that's it's the opposite.
There are no drugs here.
Yeah. We, at this point, we'd like to thank our interns. We'd like to thank our interns, Kevin and Doug. They came all
Kevin,
the way.
Doug. Yeah. Thanks for coming to intern here.
Yeah. Kevin, Doug drove all the way out here from fucking Oklahoma. Can you believe that? And they were like, they just threw themselves on us. They threw themselves on us. And they said, oh, my God, we lie prostrate before you. We want to be interns for the Apocalcast. We want to get you all the best information. We want to be journalism majors someday. We want to expose power in high places. And you're reporting on Tom Tenney.
Shawnee B-roll, I'm sorry that I didn't make introduction earlier, but I was just trying to let you all do your thing. But now that you mentioned me, I'm just so excited to be here. This is such a beautiful, like, lovely place.
Yeah, tell us about Oklahoma. That's clearly in Oklahoma.
Yeah, man. What's it like there? I hear it's full of liberals.
Oh, my God.
Can you lean into the mic? He's not a mic.
There's so many liberals. I just don't get it. Like, all these fucking cucks, they just come out and they're like, oh, there's fucking foreigners, all these people. It gets on me. And so I'm just so glad to be around you.
It's like
the Caucasian folk.
Thank
again.
You. What's your least favorite thing about liberals, Sean? What's your name, Sean? It doesn't matter. You're an intern. Fuck it. What's your least favorite thing about liberals?
They just let you fuck their wives, which is nice, but also that's weird.
Yeah, man, it's morally morally emaciated.
You're gonna have to put them away because this is the East Coast, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're on the East Coast, anybody that writes a letter to the ambassador can fuck your wife.
Is that true?
Yep.
How do you feel about guns, Kevin?
I mean, if you don't have a gun in your home, then I'm going to come in your home and put a gun in it. You know what I'm saying?
You're like Santa Claus, but with guns.
Is that a promise?
Yeah. Like Johnny Appleseed, but with guns.
Yeah. You're like the bells, the French bells with Easter, but the guns.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm from Arkansas. So I'm not sure what these Eurocentric references are relating to, but
guys, I'm so glad we have a real intern on the show now. Like he's gonna run and get us all coffee.
Hey, listen, Kevin, you know, if Bill Clinton taught us one thing, it's that interns is for spanking. Now go get us some coffee. All right, listen, guys. I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna give some advice to the class, right?
Okay. Cool.
Boys and girls?
Yeah.
My name's Pat. I'm your teacher. I'm gonna teach you guys some stuff.
Hey, kids! Remember to always be nice to each other and to remember that kindness is important!
Okay. What else?
What else, Pat? What's happening?
Well, hey, Jonathan B-Roll, you're such a nice student. It's so kind of you to ask. I'm here to teach you about important things and moral life lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you children have any questions about what's right to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who should fuck my wife besides me?
Normal questions.
What is sex? And how does it work?
Sex is when you feel very special, make love with your partner, and then you get groovy.
Pat, how do I know who I should love?
Love is that special feeling that you feel inside of you when it's like, wowzers, oh my god, I feel like things are finally going my way. There's a skip in my step. Wow.
Teacher Pat.
Yes.
What is consent?
Somebody's like, hey, put it in me. I allow you to do that.
I have a question.
What?
Why is it called blowing when you suck?
I don't know. It's a suck job.
Oh my god, you failed me.
It's a suck job, Jody B-Roll.
You failed me. You failed me. You couldn't answer.
You kids sure are horny. You sure are asking me a lot of questions about sex. I was expecting more metaphysical questions, but...
Well, we want to know. We also want to know. Well, we just wonder these things because our parents are always talking about them, and we just never get to ask.
Hey.
And something else.
Lean in the mic. Lean in the fucking mic.
What's her name again on the show?
Stella. Stella, my name is Stella.
Hey, Stella. Listen, I know that that we all go downstairs and our parents are like, "Oh, hey, little Stella." Listen, I know that it might have looked like I was hurting your mother, but I wasn't. Like, what I was doing was something that your mother lacks very much, which is how you were born. I need you to understand all this now, even though you're only 5 years old, Stella.
Oh, okay.
Good girl. Now go up to your room. And tell your brothers and sisters to go to sleep.
Okay, I thought we were in school, but I'll go do that.
everywhere is school, girl.
Teacher everywhere. Pat, I have another question. What is Burning Man?
It's when a bunch of deviants go out into the fucking desert and burn stuff.
Does it have any... My mama told me that it's a devil party. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Johnny B-Roll.
Johnny B-Roll just graduated from Burning Man School last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the devil in me. Praise Satan.
Can you elaborate on that?
Hey, Johnny B-Roll! Why don't you elaborate on that?
Okay. Praise Satan. Oh, folks, I have been to the desert. Oh, I have been to the high climb, and I have returned. Oh, when I saw a million flashing bright lights from Amazon. Oh, when I saw many geodesic domes. Oh, when I saw titty. Oh, when I saw penis.
Penis and titty all over the country.
Oh.
Leading people to sin.
Just walking around with their parts out like it was nobody's business and dressing up in feathers and glitter like they shouldn't have been out in those parts. Oh my, I seen a sparkle pony. Oh.
Oh, Jesus. I seen sin, but I never seen sin like the sin that comes from the sparkle pony.
Oh my God, I seen.
This country is depraved.
Oh God. You see them getting out of those RVs with glitter on their face, and you know they got the devil in them.
That sounds to me like some adults doing whippets in the desert.
It's only for adults. There's no children allowed. Out there, they kill children.
Sparkle what? Ponies.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting. Let yeah, kids go there.
It sounds like a family event.
And yeah. There's like pregnant women out there.
Tell us about the time you almost got arrested at Burning Man.
What?
No, too real.
What's going on?
No. That's It's
a funny story.
Listen, it's very easy to explain. You go out there. There's orgies. Daft Punk plays.
You do everybody.
You do lots of whippets. And
but the orgies, gotta be honest, sounds very, very not fun.
Yeah, and they take all your
bad
money.
Orgy.
They take all your money, and foreigners and foreigners get to copy your social security number from your W-2. And then, basically,
not foreigners.
Yeah, and then you go home and you pretend like nothing happened. That's Burning Man.
What are the orgies like? It's supposed to be all sexual. Like, what is that all
like,
about?
Hey, they're like, when's the last time you washed your shit? Oh, 4 days ago. When's the last time? Yeah, I can smell you from here.
It's like It's fisting only.
Oh God.
At Burning Man, yeah.
That's inhuman, man.
Dude,
what is this shit?
Listen,
Did you jerk off at Burning Man?
I don't expect you to understand because you haven't been, okay? So we'll just leave it at that.
I guess I'll just go out jack off in the desert for a couple days and be unclean for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I like not
unclean.
Wiping my ass. What?
I said unclean!
Unclean!
Yeah, you know what? In the real world, in the regular world, you walk around wiping your own ass all day. And at Burning Man, you just wipe. You just take your poop in your hand and you wipe it all over your friends. Like, it's an inversion of everything you think.
Well, you said that you had a pool, right?
What?
You said that you had a pool out there.
Well, there was
Yeah. There's a 0% chance that no one there said, "Oh, I can't really get my asshole clean enough," right? Somebody, I guarantee you, a person there was like, "I can't get my asshole clean enough at the latrine. I better go fucking dunk my ass in the pool so that it feels more clean." And then another person got in the pool and was like, "Let me cool off in the pool water."
The pool is empty. Can
yep.
cut the
that
music
happened.
For a second?
Okay, sure.
No, we can lower it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but we can't cut it.
It stresses me out.
Yeah, it's the podcast.
This whole
Listen,
thing stresses me out.
Us, we here on the Apocalcast are not restful people.
No, we don't sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't just...
And
we don't.
You
just,
know how they say no sleep till Brooklyn. We also no
we
sleep.
We actually
yeah.
wrote that in the 80s.
No, we didn't write it. It's just that it's false. That we're also not going to sleep in Brooklyn. Like, sleep when you're home.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that. Okay?
Yeah.
When you sleep, people die.
Sleep is for when you go on vacation.
No, vacation is for never. There'll be no vacation. You're always the co-host of the Apocalypse. And because you'll be killed for being the co-host for the podcast.
What do you guys think?
So just remember that when people are on your grave, they'll be like, "He was the co-host of the podcast."
Yeah.
And exactly. Then mine will say he was the creator and co-host of the podcast.
Life is worth living.
Is that your best accomplishment thus far?
That's pretty good.
Co-hosting the podcast?
Yeah, very honorable.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I mean,
sweet
like
group.
It, like some people say, they're like, "John, did you get religion?" And I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm on a podcast. That's all."
Did you get religion?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, do you get it?
It's like AIDS.
Oh, did you catch it? Did you catch the religion?
Mm-hmm. Did you get saved?
What are you pulling out of your pocket?
Drugs.
Oh.
We are a sober show, Pat.
Shut the fuck up, intern.
I'll stay now. I thought that this was a sober house.
Oh,
Iowa.
What kind of drugs do you do in Oklahoma, Kevin?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the exhaust fumes. I like
you like snorting exhaust fumes.
I also do occasionally dabble in some some ketamine and some whippets, but that's
oh,
only
man.
On occasion.
Oh, God.
I haven't done K and whippets since I was in fucking high school.
I mean, who says I'm not in high school?
Man.
Why are y'all hanging out with high
Man,
school
we're
kids?
Getting some low-quality interns lately.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Oklahoma.
Ooh.
I mean, can you think of a more godforsaken place than
honestly
Oklahoma?
I honestly couldn't tell you a single thing about
California.
Oklahoma.
California's worse, I would say.
Yeah.
I couldn't really tell you anything about California either. I know nothing.
Oh, it's
just,
so bad.
There are two parts of America. There's New Jersey and there's New York. And there's a river between them. And bridges. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about any other states besides the great state of New Jersey. I mean,
is great state.
There's no other state.
The Garden State.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a little place called Taxachusetts?
No, never heard of it.
Taxachusetts.
Oh my God. Just a profoundly liberal government, you know? And no freedom at all. And terrible drivers. Terrible drivers in Dunkin'
freedom.
Donuts. And they have like a 90% Democratic government.
I fucking love Dunkin'.
Man, I wouldn't go to Massachusetts to save my ass.
Yo, people in Massachusetts are fucking beasts.
Yeah.
Oh God, just by the way, don't send Bernie to Massachusetts.
Why?
Please don't kill Bernie.
Yeah.
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 But it's like, the same thing. It's the equivalent.
Come on, man. Like, don't kill Bernie. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
Yeah. Don't kill Bernie.
Guys, if you kill Bernie, we're going to have to get revenge, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
You do not want to find out what
revenge.
You don't want to know what the Apocalypse is capable of when you take away our fucking Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean that would be Jesus.
That's another man.
Or Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Okay. Listen, you don't want to know what we're capable of is the whole point here. Okay. Listen.
For weed, man.
Kevin, did you fucking smoke all
and
the
you
weed
can,
again?
And fucking Pat has that burned into his scalp.
Oh,
Pat,
yeah.
Pat has
glory,
a brand on his scalp.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, branded into my fucking scalp.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, commies?
Exactly. And then when he goes on a rampage against all the leftists, when he finally snaps.
No, actually, wait.
Hallelujah.
I think we are the leftists in this one.
Glory, glory.
It's hard to remember.
When Pat snaps, and he decides
Krishna,
all the trade.
Oh, just
hare,
singing.
Hare.
You can keep going. I'm just singing.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, you have to sing it all
really
the time,
do
don't you?
You really do want to be the
Rajneeshis. Yeah, I would be a Rajneeshi in a second.
The Sufists are pretty good too.
I never finished a lot of episode of Wild Wild Country.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Check out that cup
up there.
Grab that cup.
What does it say? What does the cup say?
Look.
Tough Titty. Oh my God. It's what's her face.
Yeah.
What
Ma
the fuck is going on?
Listen.
Pat's just like scrounging
I'm gonna
through
have,
plastic.
I'm going to have Death to Traitors fucking branded on my forehead. Well, folks, you're listening to the Apocalypse.
We're not nearly done.
No, we're not nearly done. We're not nearly done with you. We are not nearly done with America.
New business.
We're going to move on. Yeah, we're going to move on to new business. Listen, folks, donate. Donate on patreon.org/radiofreebrooklyn. But make sure your donation says this is for the Apocalypse and not for anybody, especially not Tom Tenney.
Have you ever got a donation?
What?
Have you ever got a donation?
Because of us, probably not.
You know what? We don't need donations. I feel very rich just to be with all of you.
We are supported by 22andMe. It's the sister program to 23andMe, so that's pretty cool.
Folks, did you hear our earlier segment where we talked about how they cloned my grandmother 1,000 times and married her to just as many Keanu Reeveses? Do you want that to happen to your family? Okay, good.
Yes, you do.
Sign up for
23andMe.
This is great. I want Keanu Reeves to fuck my grandma so that I have a Keanu Reeves brother or like whatever the fuck that would make them.
Exactly. 23andMe is your fast track to stardom. We suggest you do it right now.
Yeah, I want to be Keanu Reeves' clone fucking uncle brother.
Yeah, all you have to do is send 48 samples of your bodily fluids
to the government. We mean you have to jack off.
And a
many times, and then you just basically have to give the government all your DNA. So
and a muscle biopsy.
So you have to donate some organs.
They're like jack off into this 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and then
like,
we're gonna
it's
jab
48
you with
times.
Spikes.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, how much would you give for your grandma to be immortal?
A lot. Yeah.
My grandma.
I definitely jacked off 48 times.
Really loved.
But you can't just
do
the 23andMe test. You also have to listen to the Apocalypse if you want to bring your grandmother back.
This is an
back.
Ad, by the way.
Yeah.
This is really sponsored. But you know what's not sponsored? The fact that my grandma loves the song Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. And Pat, do you want to tell us about Amazing Grace?
How was the slave trader that wrote it?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
What's the origin of Amazing Grace?
It was a slave trader that became an abolitionist.
Okay, and then what?
And then that's it. Then he, like, died before he was able to really do anything.
So then, but he wrote...
And he wrote Amazing Grace.
Beautiful song.
But he also sold thousands of people to slavery.
And thousands of records to Christians who love this song. Kevin, you're a Christian, right?
I am.
Speaking of the mic!
Yes, well, what do you want to know about Jesus? I know things about Jesus.
I would like to know why he's trying to take my Lord and Savior Bernie Sanders from me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is old. I don't know.
Okay, we can move right on to why do bad things happen to good people,
good.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. I know
so,
why.
So, okay, lay it on us, Pat.
Because of the bad thoughts they have. And because of the bad energy that they manifest in the little aspects of their life.
I bet Bernie Sanders is a pervy. He does some weird stuff behind
I'll bet every time Bernie Sanders comes, he's like, yes!
Free cum for everyone.
Love.
You
can see
Sanders.
Bernie Sanders jerking it and just being like, love.
Yeah, Bernie
love.
Sanders has masturbated.
Bernie yes. Sanders and Larry David, are they the same person?
No.
That's what I
Larry
need
David
to know.
Is tall.
Bernie's tall.
Bernie's tall as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, really? Hell yeah. Yo, Machine Gun Sanders. He's gonna come out of the hospital fucking jacked up. Bernie, he's gonna come out of the hospital with like a fucking...
It's not jail. He's not like getting ribbed.
No, but they're gonna attach
hospital.
Stuff into him.
Yeah, dude. They're gonna... Yeah, like RoboCop.
Yeah.
What?
We have the technology.
Who's doing that?
They're gonna...
Are you paying for that?
No, the deep state.
Specialized medicine.
It's, yeah.
When they attach a fucking flamethrower to your arm instead of your arm, he doesn't need two hands. One hand to like write legislation, and one hand is a machine.
If Bernie,
one
if
hand
Bernie
to
came
just
out
waste
of the
him.
Hospital with a firearm attached to his hand, he would 100% win the presidency.
No shit.
Yeah.
I would feel safe with a man like that in the office. You know, he's like, arm is a machine gun and a flamethrower.
Exactly.
What are you gonna do?
He would
like,
just
put sanctions on me. Boo-hoo.
He would host a Bernie rally for Trump supporters, and then he would just like waste them all.
No,
you know?
He would burn them each one by one with his machine gun hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would waste them all.
I don't like this remix of Amazing Grace, by the way.
Yeah, it's like a drunk, religious drunk people playing.
It's like your grandma in the basement.
Yeah, getting fucked by
memory.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
That does suck, though, that happened to your grandma, Johnny B-Roll. That she was cloned and is now in love with Keanu Reeves' clone and being fucked by him, bent over like a lab table, like probably wearing lab coats and just nude.
I think you would hate to know that they fucked on this table.
Really?
Yeah.
You fucked on this table?
They have.
That is a crime against this country. Okay.
Hey, Johnny Table.
Listen, I have defined the United States as what happens on my coffee table, and you have committed a crime against our country. Okay. And how do you answer to this crime that you fucked on my table?
I did it, and I'll do it again.
Holy shit. Well, sir, you're gonna do it in prison. Let me tell you something, okay? Nobody fucks on this coffee table.
Yeah, and your cat watched him do it.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what this makes me think of?
You know what?
This makes me think of that moment that Trump found out that he was going to pressure Joe Biden with Giuliani.
Yeah?
Let's take you there. Giuliani entered. Mr. President, we've uncovered evidence of corruption in our Ukrainian allies. What are we to do?
Oh my God. Well, clearly, what I need to do is go on TV. What I need to do is go on TV and tell them the real truth. We'll tell them exactly what happened, and then everybody will just ignore it, like they usually do, and Mitch McConnell will cover for us. Doesn't that sound like a plan, Mr. President?
This is most unpleasant news.
Yeah, well, it's a great strategy. It's a great strategy.
All right,
turn on your phone on silent, Mr. President.
The bit's dead. We missed it.
Yeah.
We missed it. It was supposed to be that Trump is, like, caring and intelligent. You know?
Giuliani is not the caring, intelligent one in this situation?
Well, they're both very caring and very intelligent. Jai Bureau, why don't we, let's give it a mulligan, all right? You're the president, I'm Giuliani, and we both care a lot about the country, all right? Mr. President, I don't know how to tell you this. We've uncovered corruption in our Ukrainian allies. You're Trump.
What's that?
You're Trump. I said, hi, I'm Giuliani. I'm your lawyer. You're the president, okay? We've uncovered corruption in Ukraine.
What?
And you have cancer.
Oh, this is most unpleasant news.
Mr. Trump, this country is facing great danger because of the corruption of our allies. We gotta do something for the people. For the people. The Bidens. The Bidens are trying to fuck over America.
What?
Oh, we've gotta investigate them.
Sorry.
You're just gonna keep zoning out?
No, I just. I gotta.
You gotta shove your finger up your ass?
Anyway, okay, so what are you asking? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm your lawyer. I'm Rudolph Giuliani. Rudolph Jessica Giuliani. You're Trump, right? Mr. President, we've uncovered evidence of corruption in our Ukrainian allies.
Oh my God! Corruption in Ukraine.
Yes.
Holy
corruption.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh my God! This is like unheard of.
Mr. President, we've got to do something. Ukraine is corrupt.
Oh my God. Well, okay. What are we gonna do? We're gonna back the candidate who is anti-corruption. That's a good idea. That's a good idea, right? We'll back the candidate anti-corruption.
Let's stop corruption in Ukraine, Mr. President.
Okay, now, 6 months later.
Mr. President, the people seem to think that there was something untoward about your phone call with Ukraine.
What? I mean, what? The one where I told him that I was going to withhold $500 million in aid if they didn't investigate Joe Biden? And give them all the money and a bunch of weapons if he did?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus. I mean, but what's wrong with that?
That's There's nothing like, wrong with it. We did it for America.
Dude, that's some gangster shit. I mean, what? People don't like that?
If Joe Biden isn't prosecuted, then America loses. All right, this bit's floundering. Move on to the next bit.
I did not know that was a bit.
How much time are we at?
We have more time.
We have like 5 minutes left. Yeah.
A little slightly more. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you because of the breaker spirit. Cool. How about you read the next one? Yeah? Sorry.
The death cold.
Oh.
I get it. All right. So, guys, I had a funny experience the other day at the doctor, the doctor's office.
Tell us about it.
All right. Well, you know, it was like any other day. But I got a call from my doctor, and they were like, we want you to come in to discuss the results.
Yeah.
We were like, it's never good.
Hey! Johnny B-Roll, why don't you step in here?
All right, doctor. Lay it on me.
I got some bad news for you, Johnny B-Roll. Why don't you sit down?
All right, doctor. I'm ready.
You know, it's times like these that I like to reflect on how special life truly is, you know?
Well, yeah. Don't we all?
All right then, Johnny B. Roll, I might as well just lay it on you fast. You've got the death cold.
The death cold?
It's like a regular cold, but it kills you.
Holy shit. Oh my God. I thought I just had a runny nose.
No. You're coughing and a sniffing a... is because of a fucking death cold!
Jesus, so I made out with somebody on Saturday. Do I have to call them and tell them?
You won't even make it that far, man!
Jesus, well, do I tell you my last rites right now? Are you a priest?
I'm your doctor, for God's sake! Johnny B-Roll, this is serious!
You've got the death cold real bad!
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I thought the death cold was just something that Tom Tenney made up to scare people.
No!
To scare young children.
Listen, Johnny B-Roll, as your doctor, I'm going to have to invite your parents in here. You're going to need all the support you can get. Mr. and Mrs. Roll, thank you so much for joining us.
What is wrong, doctor?
We just got here. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Roll, your son has the death cold.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
He's got the death cold real bad.
I don't even know what that
Mom,
is.
Mom, Dad, listen. This doctor sounds crazy, but I think you might be right. I got the death cold. Your baby's gonna die.
That's like a new term you're using for like an STD or what?
I mean, I got it straight from him.
It's a new kind of cold. It kills you.
It's something millennials invented, apparently.
Listen. My God, you millennials are always trying to come up with new things.
New ways to die.
You can't die from a cold, you idiot. You probably just made out with some girl last week and caught mono.
Listen, doctor, my mom has never been wrong.
Science says that you're wrong.
Listen,
also,
listen,
your
Pat.
Your doctor sounds a lot like my old teacher.
Exactly. You see, my mom has never been wrong.
And lies.
Exactly.
I've never heard of
and
a death cold.
If I remember correctly, my teacher was exactly. Wait a second. What's that? There's another.
Oh, it's the ambassador.
Listen,
guys.
France has made an appearance.
Well, he'll be right back in 1 second. But listen, guys. Your son Johnny, Mr. and Mrs. Roll. Your son Johnny B. Roll. He may be suffering from a death cold, but there is a cure.
What's the cure?
What's the cure?
It's weed, man!
Oh my God, holy shit! Oh, I'm saved! Oh my God, my day has come.
You still gotta smoke it! You're not out of the woods yet!
Wait, how much, Daddy? How much do I have to smoke?
You gotta smoke a lot! Why don't you pack that bong and smoke it for your health?
How do I know when I've smoked enough?
When you're cured.
Oh my God.
When you are cured, son.
All right, Daddy, I'm dropping out of school and I'm quitting my job. I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to smoke all the weed.
Do what's best for your health, son.
Congratulations on finding a cure. We're so happy.
Amazing. But we don't know it'll work. Okay, right, now smoke that. Ugh. Smoke that cure.
Oh my God. Oh my God, everybody. I can feel myself getting better already. Just getting stronger. Stronger.
5 weeks later.
Dead.
Mr. and Mrs. Roll. Come back in here. Let me tell you how the treatment has gone. Please take a seat.
Thank you, doctor.
Okay, thank you, doctor, for having us here.
You guys are welcome.
Again.
Thank you for allowing us to test this new miracle experimental cure for the death cold.
You mean marijuana? Yeah, we know about marijuana. Okay.
The new experimental drug.
No, yeah. we know about this.
Mama, I've been smoking.
All right, you millennials are always finding crafty ways to get marijuana into the schools.
I don't agree with it. I've been hitting this bong for 2 weeks straight. I think I feel a little better, but I don't know.
Fucking stoner.
For 5 weeks straight.
Well,
it's improved
it's
somewhat.
On his memory.
Doctor, the symptoms have improved somewhat, but I don't know if I'm really gonna get better.
Listen. Hey! Mr. and Mrs. Roll!
Yes,
I diagnosed.
Doctor, why are you always screaming?
It's a condition I have! How dare you!
Do you have the death cold too?
No! Mr. and Mrs. Roll, your son. He was sick. And we gave him an experimental treatment, and now I have the results. Please, are you guys ready to hear the results?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, doctor, thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Roll, your son is groovy.
No! Oh, wait, groovy's a good thing. Yay! Thank God for marijuana.
That was good. Marijuana saved another life from the death cult. Cool. Moving on. We have other items on the list.
We are done.
No, we're not.
We're done with this episode because we started an hour ago, and we agreed to end it at midnight. So there we go.
We didn't agree to end it at midnight. I
absolutely agreed and told two of our hosts that they were off the hook at midnight, and we've been rolling for more than an hour.
Have we been rolling for more than an hour? Yeah, but some of it's bullshit intro stuff. A lot of it doesn't count.
Well, it doesn't matter because I told someone that they would be able to leave at midnight, and we have to honor that.
5 minutes? We have to honor it. You can put an extra 5 minutes, right? Yeah, good. All right, so that the episode is complete. Thank you. Unlike some people that want to be fifth columnists and fuck us over. All right. I'll look on the list. How's that sound?
Huh? Where's the list, Pat?
The list is right here. The list is in my dick.
Can we just play a fun game of fuck, marry, kill?
Should we
talk about the Apocalypse itself?
Sure. We can analyze the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Who are Apocalypse? Like, what is the Apocalypse?
Don't you want to give it, a catchphrase or something?
Sure, the Apocalypse. Giving you instructions on how to kill the maximum number of people that you need to.
Okay. If the Apocalypse was a movie, what would the tagline be?
Christ now.
Christ later.
No, just now, because all of existence would be destroyed.
The Apocalypse. Informational.
Oh, the Apocalypse. Educational.
The Apocalypse. Inspirational.
The Apocalypse. God damn it. Enduring.
The Apocalypse. Rugged.
The Apocalypse. Copacetic.
Charming.
Aggressive.
Nuanced.
The podcast. Intellectual.
Dumb.
Complicated. Constant music playing.
The podcast. Quaint. The podcast. Intelligent. Intellectual. Esteemed.
Refreshing.
Gregarious.
Magnanimous.
Yes. Gregarious and magnanimous. It's rarely that you're one without the other. The Apocalypse. Special.
Stupendous.
Yeah. Excellent. Astounding.
Polyphonic.
Ooh, the Apocalypse. Autodidactic.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you guys ever heard of that supervillain? The Obfuscator?
The Obfuscator?
Yeah, we have a trailer.
Folks, on next week's Apocalypse, yeah, we will introduce you to a little character called the Obfuscator.
He's a supervillain. Oh, shit! Mr. President! It looks like the Obfuscator has broken out of super jail.
Do you want to take that and put it on something?
Oh, Johnny Coaster! I have terrible news. It seems that the Obfuscator has broken out of super jail.
The Obfuscator? But how would we know for sure?
Well, it's unclear.
Really? Okay. Well, I suppose it's not worth investigating then.
Well, I don't know about that because there have been reports of some people having the shit kicked out of them.
You scientists are, you're so alarmist. So alarmist. Listen, we have better things to take care of, all right? The Obfuscator is never going to escape.
The The scene cuts to a hilltop with a bunch of tanks parked on it, and the military is waiting an attack.
Did you say tanks porked on it?
Yeah, they just rolled on each other. No.
Tanks parked on it. Captain, we can see the obfuscator moving around on the horizon. What should we do?
Be extremely careful. He might try to obfuscate. Copy.
Cut to the obfuscator.
Punches one of the soldiers in the face and he falls to the ground. Oh no! Oh god! Pow! And the obfuscator punches another one of the soldiers.
And then
and he's like, ah!
And then the other soldiers are like, damn, did he just get our fucking buddy? Ah! I mean,
he's like, no!
It's not that bad. Yeah. It's not that bad.
Pow!
Hey! Guys, I mean, should we fight this guy or should we just let him blow off steam? I don't know. I think he's gonna stop pretty soon for me, like personally.
Is this still a preview for next week?
Yes, it cuts back to the president.
Yeah.
It cuts back to the president.
Tune in next week.
No, it cuts back to the president, and the president's like, his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is like, the obfuscator, he killed several of our men. He's approaching the White House. We don't... Oh, when will he be here? It's unclear! Tune in next week
on the ApocalCast for the full saga of the Obfuscator. Okay, everyone. My name is Johnny B-Roll.
Andrew...
Stella.
Artois. I'm Pat Hillsman. They'll kill me anyways. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for listening to the ApocalCast, everybody.
Even though we know you don't.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.